This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 7th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 40. It says there, "With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, be saved from this crooked and perverted generation." End of quote. According to the dictionary, crooked means dishonest or illegal. This refers to people who would do any dishonest or illegal things to get their plans and goals accomplished. Perverted means having been corrupted or distorted from its original course, meaning, or state, which means people distort the original truth so that they can justify their courses of action. Today's insight is part of Peter's preaching on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem. People from all over the world were there on that day because of the Jewish harvest festival. This happened about 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and about a week after his ascension into heaven. As Jesus Christ promised earlier, he sent the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to abide in the believers forever to help, convict, remind, counsel, teach, guide, and empower them on this world to fulfill the mission of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus himself experienced both crookedness and perversion of the generation in the most severe form when he went to that cross to die in your place for all of your sins and to reconcile you to God the Father in heaven. In the same chapter in verses 23 to 24, Peter said to his listeners, "The eternal counsel of God behind the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ." Listen what he said. He said, "Jesus was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." End of quote. Dearly beloved, did you notice Jesus was handed over to them by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge? In other words, Jesus, the Son of God, was sent by God from heaven according to his eternal plan and counsel. However, it says, "you," that means the people who were listening to Peter, "they, with the help of the wicked man, put Jesus to death by nailing him to the cross. However, God turned the coin for the fulfillment of his eternal plan and ultimate victory. God raised his son Jesus Christ from the dead because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Why? Jesus is the eternal Son of God, and he was sent by God in a rescue mission to save people from their sins and liberate them from the power of the devil and demons. Then Peter preached this, "Let all of you be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." End of quote. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection was not an accidental event. Christ's birth, ministry, death, burial, and resurrection were all prophesied beforehand more than 300 times in the Old Testament scriptures. And all these Bible prophecies were fulfilled literally with pinpoint accuracy. When people heard the preaching of Peter, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do now?" To this question, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." He also said, "The promise of God in Christ Jesus is for you and your children, and for all who are far off. This promise belongs to all whom the Lord our God will call." Did God call you to repent and baptized? Dearly beloved, did you obey it? Then all of God's promises, including the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, belong to you personally. Then Peter said and warned them with many words. Our daily insight appears at this time in chapter 2, verse 40. It says, "He pleaded with them, be saved from this crooked and perverted generation." End of quote. Beloved, God is pleading with you to be saved from this crooked and perverted generation because he loves. He has mercy and grace on you. Do you know God loves you? A pleading is an act of making an emotional or earnest appeal to someone. God pleads with you today in our daily insight. You should turn yourself away from the crooked and perverted generation who continuously use dishonest and unjust ways to accomplish their goals and suppress the truth of God to justify their empty ways of life inherited from their ancestors. Beloved, how can you get saved from this crooked and perverted generation? It says right there, by repenting of our sins and get baptized by believing in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Jesus is the Savior of the world as a whole because He came and shed His innocent and divine blood for the world as a whole. He died and rose again for all people living everywhere at any time, near and far away. In response to the preaching of Peter on that day, about 3,000 people believed in Christ as the Lord and Savior, and they all got baptized and joined the church. Crookedness and perversion are the norms of today's world culture. However, beloved, God is asking us to come out of the darkness, crookedness, and corruption by coming to the light of the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God also pleads you to walk in light on an ongoing basis, as He Himself is light and no darkness in Him. 1 John 1:5. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I live in the midst of a dark, crooked and perverted generation that continuously does dishonest and illegal things and suppress the truth about God by following the empty way of their life handed down by their ancestors. When darkness is around me and crookedness and perversion are the norms of today's culture, Lord, I want to get connected to the source of light, truth and eternal life, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I now accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Please save me from this crooked and perverted generation, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.